ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 19। The chapter is entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature. Text 19. Nanyam Gunebhyo Kartarang Yada Drushtanu Pashyati Gunebhyo Scha Parang Betti Madhavavang So adigacchati nanyam gunebhyo kartaram yada drushtanupashyati gunabhyascha param vetti madhavavang so adigacchati nanyam gunebhyo kartaram yada drushtanupashyati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam so adhigacchati nanyam gunebhyo kartaram यदा द्रष्टानुपश्यति गुणेभ्यश्च परं व्यक्ति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। नान्यं गुणेभ्यो कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यति गुणभ्यश्च परं व्यक्ति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। नान्यं गुणेभ्यो कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यति गुणभ्यश्च परं व्यक्ति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। नान्यं गुणेभ्यः कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यति गुणभ्यश्च परं वेत्ति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। नान्यं गुणेभ्यः कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यति गुणभ्यश्च परं वेति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। नान्यं गुणेभ्यः कर्तारं यदा दृष्टानुपश्यति गुणभ्यश्च परं वेति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति। वर्ड मीनिंग Na, no. Anyam, other. Gunebhyah, then the qualities. Kartaram, performer. Yada, when. Drashta, a seer. Anupashyati, sees properly. Gunebhyah, to the modes of nature. Cha, end. Param, transcendental. Vyakti, knows. Madhavam, to my spiritual nature. Saha, he. Adhigacchati, is promoted. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work, then this modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Please repeat. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work, then these modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Purport. One can transcend all the activities of the modes of material nature simply by understanding them properly, by learning from the proper souls. The real spiritual master is Krishna, and he is imparting this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna. Similarly, it is from those who are fully in Krishna consciousness that one has to learn the science of activities in terms of the modes of nature. Otherwise, one's life will be misdirected. By the instructions of a spiritual master, a living entity can know of his spiritual position, his material body, his senses, how he is entrapped and how he is under the spell of the material modes of nature. He is helpless being in the grip of these modes, but when he can see this real his real position, then he can attain to the transcendental platform, having the scope for spiritual life. Actually, the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in a particular type of body, conducted by some particular mode of material nature. Unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position, and by such an understanding, he can become fixed in full Krishna consciousness. A man in Krishna consciousness is not controlled by the spell of the material modes of nature. It has already been stated in the 7th chapter that one who has surrendered to Krishna is relieved from the activities of material nature. For one who is able to see things as they are, the influence of material nature gradually ceases. A man in Krishna consciousness is not controlled by the spell of the material modes of nature. It has already been stated in the 7th chapter that one who has surrendered to Krishna is relieved from the activities of material nature. For one who is able to see things as they are, the influence of material nature gradually ceases. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिनी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी वसुदेव सुतम देवम कंस चाणुरमर्दनम देवकी परमानंदम कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरुं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो श्रीमद् भगवद गीता डिस्कस अबाउट 5 टॉपिक्स। व्हाट आर द 5 टॉपिक्स? ईश्वर द गॉड देन जीव द लिविंग एंटिटी देन प्रकृति द नेचर जस्ट लाइक दिस चैप्टर इज डील विथ द 3 मोड्स ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर then it is kala. Kala means time and karma activity. So this particular chapter is dealing about the 3 modes of material nature. There is a Prabhupada quoted in his purport that in his 7th chapter that he mentioned that prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudhatma कर्ता अहंगमिति मन्यते। एक्चुअली एवरीथिंग इज पर्फॉर्म बाय द मोड ऑफ मेटेरियल नेचर इन व्हिच ए लिविंग एंटिटी इज एंट्राप्टर इज जस्ट एंटैंगल्ड विथ रिलेटेड विथ ए मोड ऑफ नेचर। सो ही इज हेल्पलेस टू एक्ट इन सच ए वे ही कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग। ही जस्ट it is automatically is acting according to the modes of material nature with which mood he is associated. Purusha prakrutistha hi bhunkte prakruti jan gunan karana guna sangasya sad asat joni janmasu. Krishna is all telling that purusha, there are 2 types of purusha. One is Supreme Purusha, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and a living entity being part and parcel of the Krishna is sometimes also addressed as Purusha, like Khetra, there are 2 Khetragya. Khetra is this body is also Khetra, so there are 2 Khetragya inside body, sitting, who? Soul and Super Soul. But living entity, the soul, he knows about this Khetra only about this body. In which he exists. But another purusha, another khetragya, super soul, he knows andantarastha paramanu jayantarastham. He is situating everywhere, and he knows even up to Brahmaloka, up to this any 3 planetary systems. He knows about all information about all living entities. So here he is telling the purusha word is used for a living entity. Purusha prakrutistho hi. When a purusha, a living entity, comes in control of material nature, bhunkte prakrutya jan guna, then he is forced to enjoy or forced to act in certain way that he is associating with the material nature. Prakrutista prakruti jan gunan କାରଣ ଗୁଣ ସଙ୍ଗ ଅସ୍ୟ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଇଜ୍ ସଫରିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅର୍ ଏଞ୍ଜୟିଂ ଇନ୍ ପାର୍ଟିକୁଲର୍ ୱେ କାରଣ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି କଜ୍ ଗୁଣ ସଙ୍ଗ ଅସ୍ୟ ଇଜ୍ ଆସୋସିଏଟିଂ ଏ ପାର୍ଟିକୁଲର୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ମୋଡ୍ସ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପାସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଇଗ୍ନୋରାନ୍ସ ଦି ପ୍ରିଭିୟସ୍ ଭାର୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ ଉର୍ଦ୍ଧ୍ୱ ଗଚ୍ଛତି ସତ୍ତ୍ୱସ୍ଥା ମଧ୍ୟ ତିଷ୍ଠତି ରାଜସା ଜଘନ୍ୟ ଗୁଣବୃତ୍ତିଶ୍ଚ ଅଧୋ ଗଚ୍ଛତି ତାମସା ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଆସୋସିଏଟ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦି ହାୟର୍ ମୋଡ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ପ୍ରମୋଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଦି ହାୟର୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟରୀ ସିଷ୍ଟମ୍ସ ହୁଏର୍ ଦି ହେଭେନ୍ଲି ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଦ ସେଭେନ୍ ହେଭେନ୍ଲି ଅପର୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଅପ୍ ଟୁ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଏଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ସତ୍ୟଲୋକ ବଟ୍ ଦି ରିଏଲ୍ ଇନ୍ ଏନଦର ପାର୍ପଟ୍ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଟୋଲ୍ ଦେଟ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ମିନ୍ସ ଦି ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ମିନ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଇଜ୍ ଦିଅର୍ ସମଟାଇମ୍ସ ଦ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଆଡ୍ରେସ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଲୋକ ବଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ସତ୍ୟଲୋକ ଆଫ୍ଟର୍ ସତ୍ୟଲୋକ ସୋ ଏନି ହାଉ ସେଭେନ୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟାରୀ ସିଷ୍ଟମ୍ସ ଦି ଅପର୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଦେ ରେସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଆର୍ କନ୍ସିଡର୍ଡ଼ ଏଜ୍ ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ବଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦି ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏବଭ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ମୋଡ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ନେଚର୍ ଦେଟ୍ସ ୱାଇ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଟୋଲ୍ ଟୁ ଅର୍ଜୁନ ତ୍ରିଗୁଣ ବିଷୟ ବେଦ ନିସ୍ତ୍ରୟଗୁଣ୍ୟ ଓ ଅର୍ଜୁନ ଦିସ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ମୋଡ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ନେଚର୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ସବ୍ଜେକ୍ଟ ମ୍ୟାଟର୍ ବେଦ କର୍ମକାଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ୟୁ ଗୋ ଏବଭ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ମୋଡ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ନେଚର୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱି ଟେଲିଂ ଦଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଦି ଅପର୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟାରୀ ସିଷ୍ଟମ୍ସ ଦି ସିଟି ଦି ରେସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଦି ସେମ୍ ଲେଭେଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଦେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ବଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଆଟ୍ଲିଷ୍ଟ ମେଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୱି ଆର୍ ଷ୍ଟେଇଂ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଆର୍ଥ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ୱି ଆର୍ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଗୁଡ୍ ଏ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହ୍ୟୁମେନ୍ ବିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ଏ ହ୍ୟୁମେନ୍ ବଡି ମିନ୍ସ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ମୋଷ୍ଟଲି ଦି ନେଚର୍ ଇ ଡୋମିନେଟେଡ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଇନ୍ ହେଭେନ୍ଲି ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ସ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ୟୁ ଟେଲିଂ ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଦେ ଡଜଣ୍ଟ ମେଟ୍ ଦେଟ୍ 100% ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ସମଟାଇମ୍ସ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇଗ୍ନୋରାନ୍ସ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ମିକ୍ସଡ୍ ବଟ୍ ଦି 75% ଇଜ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଦର୍ସ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇଗ୍ନୋରାନ୍ସ ହୁଏନ୍ ୱି ଆର୍ ଟେଲିଂ ୱି ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ମୁଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ 100% ପର୍ସନ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ଇଗ୍ନୋରାନ୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ମିକ୍ସଡ୍ and the lower species, the animals and the other the species that in the lower planetary systems, there are 7 lower planetary systems, so tala tala vitala like all these things, so they are in mood of ignorance. So in this way the three modes are acting, this is called the illusory energy of the Krishna. Everyone the the Krishna, because Krishna gave this power to his external energy, who? Durga. In Brahma Sangita we are telling, Sushti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Reka, Chayeva, Jasya, Bhubanani, Vibharti, Durga, Ichcha, Anurupa, Mapijasya, Chachashtatesa, Govindamadi, Purusam, Tamahang, Vajami. This creation, maintenance and destruction, these are all three powers Krishna invested with is external energy, Durga. She is Durga. Durga means what? What is meaning by Durga? A fort having high walls, cannot cross the high walls. So like a jail. So is starting from Brahmaloka up to the or the lower planetary system, they are all is 14 world, they are under the control of Durga Devi. She is the jailer. She is jail superintendent. She is just. So she is definitely jail superintendent. He is controlling all persons that they are in this material world, in this. But still, like jail superintendent cannot allow a culprit or who is inside in jail, cannot allow her to come outside without the permission of the judge. Unless he get the judgment, bring his statement of the judge that he is to now he is to subject to free from the jail. the jail superintendent, though he is the superintendent, but still she has no power to make the culprit out, who is inside jail. Same thing, Durga Devi, though he is the jail superintendent of this material world, still Krishna is telling she is not independent. Still she was working according to supreme will of the Supreme Lord. The same verse also in Bhagavad Gita I told, Maya adhakshana prakriti suyetasa charajara. She is not free. That's why Prabhupada is in his purport. He is from beginning, he is mentioning how to overcome this external energy of the Lord. That's why telling already in 7th chapter is mentioned in 14th verse. What is the 7th chapter, 14th verse? Anyone remember? Daivi hesa gunamayi mama maya durattaya mam eva je prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna is telling it is no way to overcome my external energy. The three modes of this, she is binding everyone with this the rope in her hand, rope of goodness, passion and ignorance. She is binding everyone. The higher planetary systems, those are in mood of goodness, they are also, she is also binding them. They cannot cross the wall of birth and death. They are again and again in the cycle of birth and death. No one can cross this unless he takes shelter of Krishna. She is binding, whether he is Brahma, he has to also die. One day he has to die. Jatasehi Dhruva Mrityu. Everyone is controlled by the modes of material nature. Daivi Hesa Gunamai, these three modes. Mama Maya, Krishna is telling, this is my illusory energy, you cannot overcome it unless you take shelter. That's why telling Mam Evaja Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. One who takes shelter of me, then and very easily he can cross over this three modes of nature. But that's why Prabhupada from beginning of his purport is telling about how to accept a spiritual master who will tell you who you are, what is your relation with God. You should get the knowledge about your soul, about your body, your senses, all knowledge will be give you by a spiritual master. That's why if you want to overcome this entanglement of this material nature, then you have to take shelter of a spiritual master. That is Prabhupada is starting from his purport. You must take shelter of his spiritual master. Then he can explain you who are you. Otherwise, because of you are already entangled in the three modes of nature, you cannot understand who are you. You cannot understand who are you. You are already in the grasp of control of the modes of nature. So you yourself, you cannot understand. So you need the help of a person who is a liberated soul, who is a pure devotee. So he can explain you who are you, what is your relation with Krishna, all these things. That's why Prabhupada is telling one have to take shelter of spiritual master. Just like you may be a very, very learned person, a PhD holder, so many degrees you may have. But unless you surrender to a spiritual master, you cannot get the real knowledge. That's why Sanatana Goswami, when he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, met in Banaras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he first asked the question, Ke ami, kene amai, jare tapatraye. Who am I? Ke ami? And why I am getting suffered with these three kinds of miseries, threefold miseries, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, and Adhyatmic places. Why I am suffering? Why my senses and mind is giving me trouble? Why I am suffering from the other living entities? Like mosquito will bite you or some other living entity also giving us trouble. And why I am suffering from the supernatural powers, from the demigods? So much raining, so much there, hurricane, there, so many things. So that's why he told ગ્રામ્ય વ્યવહારે પંડિત કરી માની. સનાતન ગોસ્વામી ટોલ્ડ એકોર્ડિંગ ટુ ધી આઉટવર્ડ નોલેજ એકોર્ડિંગ ટુ ધી મન્ડેન વ્યૂ પોઈન્ટ ઓફ ધી પીપુલ્સ ઇન જનરલ દે કોલ મી એઝ અ વેરી લર્નિંગ પર્સન ઇઝ વેરી સ્કોલરલી પર્સન. ગ્રામ્ય વ્યવહારે ગ્રામ્ય ધી વિલેજ પીપુલ્સ ધી મન્ડેન પીપુલ્સ દે પંડિત કરી માને દે એક્સેપ્ટ મી એ ગ્રેટ લર્નિંગ પંડિત. સનાતન ગોસ્વામી કેન રાઇટ ઓર રીડ કેન અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ મોર દેન 13 લેંગ્વેજ 13 હી સચ અ સ્કોલર ઇઝ નોટ ઓનલી અ સંસ્કૃત સ્કોલર હી નોઝ મેની અધર લેંગ્વેજ એન્ડ હી વોઝ ધી પ્રાઇમ મિનિસ્ટર ઇન હુસેન શાહ રૂલિંગ હી ઇઝ ધી જસ્ટ નેક્સ્ટ ટુ કિંગ હિઝ કિંગ એકચ્યુઅલી પ્રેક્ટિકલી ઓલ પાવર્સ આર એક્સરસાઇઝ બાય સનાતન ગોસ્વામી. હુસેન શાહ જસ્ટ ઓલવેઝ એન્ગેજ ઇન કોન્ક્વેરિંગ ધી જસ્ટ ઇન્વેડિંગ મેકિંગ વન કન્ટ્રી ટુ એક્સપાન્ડ હિઝ ઓન ટેરિટરી. હી વોઝ જસ્ટ ફાઇટિંગ એન્ગેજ ઓલવેઝ ઇન ફાઇટિંગ વિથ અધર કિંગ્સ. બટ પ્રેક્ટિકલી ઓલ ધી એડમિનિસ્ટ્રેશન વોઝ ડન બાય સનાતન ગોસ્વામી એન્ડ હિઝ યંગર બ્રધર રૂપ ગોસ્વામી. હી વોઝ દે આર નોન એઝ દેટ ટાઈમ સાકર મલ્લિક એન્ડ દબીર ખાસ. દે ઇઝ ધી પ્રાઇમ મિનિસ્ટર એન્ડ અનધર વોઝ ફાઇનાન્સ મિનિસ્ટર રૂપ ગોસ્વામી. સો હી ઇઝ ટેલિંગ ઓ લોર્ડ ઇઝ એડ્રેસ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ ઓ લોર્ડ ઇન એ મન્ડેન વ્યૂ પોઈન્ટ ધી પીપુલ્સ દે એડ્રેસ મી એ ગ્રેટ સ્કોલર વેરી લર્ન ઇન પર્સન બટ એકચ્યુઅલી આઈ એમ ફૂલ નંબર વન. આઈ ડીડ નોટ નો ઇવન હુ એમ આઈ હુ એમ આઈ આઈ ડીડ નોટ નો કે આમી વાય હુ એમ આઈ વી નો દિસ હુ યુ નો દેટ હુ એમ આઈ વી આર સિટિંગ સો મેની પીપુલ્સ હુ નો ઇઝ દેટ હુ આર યુ. યસ યે ન્યૂઝ સ્પીક જીબેર સ્વરૂપ હૈ કૃષ્ણ રે નિત્ય. દેટ ઇઝ મહાપ્રભુ ટોલ્ડ ઇન એન્સર ટુ સનાતન ગોસ્વામી. જીબેર સ્વરૂપ હૈ કૃષ્ણ રે નિત્ય દાસ. દેન એની અધર એડ્રેસ સોલ ઇઝ ટેલિંગ ધીસ આઈ એમ આત્મા આઈ એમ જીવાત્મા. ઓકે આઈ એમ એ સોલ એન્ડ આઈ એમ સર્વેન્ટ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ. એની અધર આઈડેન્ટિટી વોટ ઇઝ એની અધર પાર્ટ એન્ડ પાર્સલ ઓફ મમ ઇવાંશ જીવ લોકે જીવભૂત સનાતન. લિવિંગ એન્ડ ઇઝ માય પાર્ટ એન્ડ પાર્સલ. એની અધર દેટ ઇઝ ધ બિગિનિંગ દિસ ધ બિગિનિંગ ઓફ સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ લાઈફ દેટ યુ નો દેટ આઈ એમ પાર્ટ એન્ડ પાર્સલ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ. I am soul, I am a living entity, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Then, this is the first knowledge that spiritual master will give you. That is, Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave knowledge to Sanatana Goswami. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Then he told, Krishnera Tatastha Sakti. Three types of, what? Power of Krishna. There is external and three types of energy. Internal potential or eternal energy in the spiritual world, Yoga Maya. Then Mahamaya, the external energy is working in this material world. Then Jivatma is Tatastha. A living entity cannot be independent. In nature, he has to depend upon someone. He has to serve someone or love someone. He cannot be independent. Either he will be in under the Yoga Maya potency or in Mahamaya potency. Either the internal energy or in external energy. The marginal energy is just in middle. He always, sometimes internal, sometimes external. So, which you like, you associate with which energy? Now you understand, I am a living entity, I am marginal potency of Krishna. I am part of it. So, which energy you want to associate?
Yoga.
Yoga. Why we are here? Because of associating with external energy. So that's why how to make ourselves free from the clutches of external energy, we need help. Someone who is beyond the clutches of external energy, who is a liberated soul. A liberated soul, that is spiritual master. Spiritual master, a conditioned soul cannot become spiritual master. Spiritual master is a liberated soul. If someone is already, his hand is bound, then how can he open you? Cannot. That's why spiritual master is a liberated soul. He is a pure devotee. That's why you have to take shelter. That is Prabhupada is making point in his purport. We take shelter of a spiritual master. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. Find a person who is a tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi means who have seen the truth. Tattvadarshi means who have seen the truth. Then he can show you the truth. If someone has not seen the truth, how can he show you the truth? One conversation Prabhupada is telling. These foolish people, they told, no one has seen God. Why are you telling me you did not have seen the God? Why telling you no one has seen the God? There is also people's, there is someone also has seen the God. Why are you telling that everyone not seen the God? No one seen the God. Spiritual master, he has contact with Krishna. He has seen Krishna. Such a person you have to search. A person who has seen the truth. Who is the seer of truth. Who has seen the truth. Then he can show you the truth. He can, according to your position, the spiritual master could understand. He is a spiritual teacher. He is a material teacher for material knowledge. So to get the spiritual knowledge, there is also a spiritual master. He knows according to our level, our standard, where we are. Then he will start how to make us free from the material nature. He could make some way, find some way. All living, though all of us, this servant of the Krishna, but still, all are not capable to serve Krishna in the equal level. Just like some one devotee may be serve Krishna in some way, some other devotee cannot serve in that way. He has to serve in another way. A spiritual master become very expert. Everyone is in some mode of nature, but you cannot make yourself free. You cannot totally become aloof from that mode. No, it is not possible. But a spiritual master is expert. He will engage you, your mode of that particular mode in service of Krishna. We cannot be, that is called above three modes of nature. That's why in 14th chapter, this same chapter, in forthcoming verses, Krishna is telling, Yoman abhyabhicharena bhakti jogena sevate sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So, that particular living entity who serves Krishna accepting pure devotional service, then he can overcome the modes of nature, three modes of nature. Sa gunan samati taitan. Even someone in the higher planetary system, they are in called in mood of goodness, but still they are not free from the cycle of birth and death. Still they are under the mood of goodness, they are happy. But in symptoms, a person in mood of goodness is always happy. He remains happy. He is not suffering. Like demigods, they are not suffered. Like we are suffering from disease. They are drinking what? Nectar. They are remaining always healthy, strong and stout. They are not become old like the peoples in this earth planet. They have only fear for what? Demons attack. Otherwise they are happy. Unless there is some war or some demon attack, otherwise they are happy. It's so much, that is called a bhogaloka. Bhoga means enjoyment. The enjoyment in the Vaikuntha planetary systems, there is the enjoyments in the heavenly planetary system, very little difference. But still, in heavenly planet, there is birth, then death, There are no disease, no old age in heavenly planet. Still the peoples are not become old, not disease. There is Ashwini Kumar, they know as expert, very can cure any disease. Because they are drinking somaras or amrita, nectar, they become always free from diseases. But still they have fear for death. That's why they are not free. So that's why, unless even the demigods, they are sometimes planned to take birth in this Bharatvarsha, in this particular country, India, or is Bharatvarsha. Actually, before the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. Prabhupada told many times, he wrote also, the whole planet actually was known as Bharatvarsha. But gradually we are, this India is quite limited, this area as Bharata. So demigods even thinking about to take birth in this earth planet. Why? To perform devotional service. Because this is like a junction, just like a, there is a big, and you want to go to some place, then in railway station you see one station is junction. From that junction you can go to different direction. See, earth planet, this human body, from this body you can go to heavenly planet, from this body you can go to what? To spiritual world, you can go to the lower planetary system, everywhere. When you get a human body, then by associating with modes of nature, or when you transcend the modes of nature, when you transcend the modes of nature, then you go to where? When you transcend the modes of nature, you become above the three modes of nature, then you go? Then you go to spiritual world. When in a mood of goodness, then you go to heavenly planet. Up to Satyaloka Brahma, where Brahma is. And then when you will associate with mood of Rajaguna, mood of passion, then you will be remain in this planet again. When you will be in mood of ignorance, then you go to lower planetary systems. So where do you want to go? Then you would buy ticket accordingly. It is not like the Ramakrishna Mission or some they ask the Jatamat, Tatamat, wherever you, to whatever you chant, you go to the same place. Prabhupada told these people are foolish. If you buy a ticket to Bombay, then you go to Mathura station and you sit down in the train. Then you told, where you want to go? I want to go, where? I want to go to Amritsar. It's possible? The TT will kick you out, get out. Your train is different, you go that direction, it is different. Similarly, it does not matter, Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, Janti Devabrata, Devan, Pitrin Janti, Pitrivrata, Bhutani, Janti, Bhutejya, Madhyajino Janti, Apimam. Those who are worshipping the demigod, they are in mood of goodness. Then they go to the demigod planets. If someone worshipping, what? Jakhira, Janti Devabrata Devan, Pitrin Janti Pitrivata, those who are offering oblations to forefathers, worshipping forefathers, they are in mood of Rajagun, same. And like this also, so they will go to Pitrilok. Those who are worshipping ghosts, hobgoblins, sometimes people also. So they are in mood of ignorance. So they have to go to next birth also in a ghost family. In a ghost family, the ghosts also they have their family. You can also take birth. So in this way, Janti Devabrata Devan, Pitrin Janti Pitrivrata, Bhutani Janti Bhutejya, Madhyajina Janti Apima. Those who are my devotee, they transcend all three modes of nature. Then they come to spiritual above, the Vaikuntha Loka or to the Goloka Vrindavan. So that's why how to transcend the three modes of nature? Krishna is telling, Yomam Abhyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate, Abhyabhicharena Bhakti. Vyabhichari Bhakti and Abhyabhichari Bhakti. There is also devotee, two types. Sakama Bhakta and Niskama Bhakta. They also, the demigods are also, which type of Bhakta? They are Sakama Bhakta. They are also devotees, but they have so many material desires. because of this material desires they can they are staying in heavenly plane, but still they are devotee of Krishna. When they are in danger, then they pray, Krishna, please, please help us. The demons are attacking us, please help us. Then they, but the demons, when they have trouble, they not pray to Krishna. They believe on their own strength. That's why the demon, they do not surrender to Krishna. But demigods, at least when in danger, they surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, if there is no danger, then they engaged in so much in enjoyment. So that's why the devotees, abhyabhicharana bhakti, they have no material desire. They don't take shelter of any demigods. In India, you see so many, 33 crores demigods. Whatever they need, they want to take, go to some, in Monday, they maybe go to a Shiva temple. That is the day for Lord Shiva. They put some, pour some water on Shiva Linga, then they ask something. And in Mangalwar, in the Tuesday, they will go to Hanuman or some Devi, then also, they have also. Sukha sampati ghare aave, dukha mite. Maybe all the riches and the source of happiness may enter to my house. So in this way, they ask many siddhis also. When they pray to Hanuman, what they ask? Ashta siddhi nava nidhi ke data. You can offer me ashta siddhi, anima, laghima, prapte, all these siddhis. And you can give nava nidhi. You make nidhi means this wealth. You can give everything. But how to please the Hanuman? Hanuman is a devotee. Hanuman is pleased with this Hanuman Chalisa. Hanuman is pleased when you do Ram Bhajan. When he sees someone is chanting Ram, he is doing bhajan of Ramchandra, then he becomes pleased. But when he is just chanting Hanuman, dukkha, sukha, how can Hanuman will be pleased with that? This is the foolish peoples. They chant Hanuman Stotra, asking all the material benefits. He is a pure devotee, he can give you pure devotion. Lord Shiva also, a pure devotee. In Monday, he can go to Lord Shiva's. But Lord Shiva gave prachetas, how to perform devotion to Krishna. He saw them the way, Rudra Git. But the peoples, now they go every day, some demigod temple, and ask their sense gratification. Budhwar, they will go to Ganesh. Please, take away our hindrances in a path of our business or something. We may earn more money. Go and then Guruvar, Thursday is the day for Lakshmi. Shukravar, there are some Santoshima or in Bihar and Bengal, there is some Anukul Baba. There is one Anukul Chandra, they are sitting. Shanibar, they go to Sunny Temple in Kokilban. There is Sunny Temple. Nowadays, increasing, they are worshippers. Rabivar, they will pay some oblations to sun god. Please make me free from all disease. So this is Vyabhichara Bhakti. Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevata. Krishna is telling Yomang Avyabhicharena. Avyabhichara means? Vyabhichara means a woman who has so many husbands. It's called Vyabhicharini. But when we are also like, we are also nature, we are Prakriti, we are not Purusha. Living entities. So we have only one husband. Who is that husband? Krishna. We may have a male body or female body, but actually we are Prakriti. So husband is Krishna. So you surrender to Krishna, Sarvadharman. He is telling Sarvadharman, Paritajya Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. Just take shelter of me. Then why you go to so other places to take shelter? This is Vyabhichar. And you have to follow the orders of your husband. He is telling surrender to me. Then why you go to other demigods? Then why you ask some other things? You should believe in the words of your husband and engage in his service. That is, this is avyabhichara. Yomang avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Krishna is telling to follow the bhakti yoga, not other yoga. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. Bhukti mukti siddhikami sakali asant Krishna bhakta niskam atayeva sant. Karmis, they want sense gratification, bhukti. Mukti, the jnanis, the mayavadis, sajujya mukti, they want to enter into the Brahma, Pramajyoti. Siddhi, yogis, they want some siddhis. Anima, Lagima, there are 8 types of different siddhis. They want the siddhis. But what does Krishna Bhakta want? Krishna Bhakta is calm. He has no material desire. He has only desire. Tader charana sebi bhakta sanivas. Janame janame hoy eyavilas. Life after life. I have only one desire. To stay in association of devotees and what is the purpose? To serve them. Tader charana sebi. You have to serve their lotus feet. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote in his Saranagati, Bhajan, he wrote that, I may remain in as a bird or as an animal, I don't mind. But, O Lord Krishna, please bless me. I may remember always you. I may engage in your pure devotional service. Pasu pakhi hoi thaki, sorge ba niraye, tava bhakti rahu bhakti vinoda hrudaye. He's telling, I may be staying in heavenly planet or in this earth planet or any other hellish planet, I don't mind. I may be in the different species, maybe in bird species or animal species, I don't mind. But my only request, O Krishna, please may I engage in a pure devotional service. That is the only goal. If you want to become a vulture, even in a vulture, that is the lowest of all animals, so birds. But if you are like Jatayu, engage in Lord's service, what is loss? So what is loss if you become a Jatayu? Who is performed the cremation work of? Who? Ramachandra, Lord himself. How fortunate he is. Even Garuda is a bird. In caste, another is crow. Who is crow? Kaka Gusundi. One of the greatest devotees of Lord Ramachandra. He is always chanting. He is still alive. Among the immortal personalities, one of them is Kakabhusundi. He is still chanting, Ram, Ram. So he is a crow. So what is the loss if you become a crow like Kakabhusundi? Always engaged in chanting holy name of the Ram. So if he will become an animal like a monkey like Hanuman, what is problem? Or you become a Rikhyaraj like Jambavan. So that's why a devotee don't mind, even they don't pray Krishna to take them back to Godhead. They ask only, O Lord, we may remain engaged in your devotional service. Always, wherever may be, we are. That is the goal. So that's why a spiritual master, he trained up like that. What is meaning of devotional service? How to engage in a devotional service? How to understand who am I? This is the primary knowledge that I am Jivera Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. Then you gradually understand when you enter in bhakti, when you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then you come go ahead. Then you come to the Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti stage, then you understand who I am in a particular rasa, who is rasa. There is also rasa studies. Wherein I am Santarasa, I am Dasyarasa, I am Sakya, or I am Vatsalya. Then you can also know what is your real position. You are Das, that is okay. Service mood is in all rasas. But still you are in particular rasa. Which rasa? Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurjaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Chari Bhave Premadiya Tarimu Sansara. I will distribute 4 types. Of devotional service. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurjaya. Devotees are in different categories. Murari Gupta was in which rasa? He was Hanuman in Dasya rasa. There are some devotees in Sakya. Coward boys, like Siddham in Krishna Lila, they become Abhiram Thakur in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. There are many devotees. Sakya, they like that rasa. Some wants to Mother Sachi Jagannath, they are like Vatsalya. Jasoda Ananda. They are also Madhurji rasas, some devotees. They may be in Parakya or Sukhya, like Rukmani or Satyabhama, or they may be like gopis in Vrindavan. All living entities are in particular rasa, but you cannot, after you liberated, then you can understand. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankhyati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhabhakti लभते पराम, यू गेट भक्ति फ्रॉम दैट प्लेटफॉर्म. ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा, व्हेन यू बिकम लिबरेटेड देन यू ग्रेजुअली अंडरस्टैंड दिस थिंग्स. सो अकॉर्डिंग टू योर स्टैंडर्ड, अकॉर्डिंग टू योर पोजिशन, ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर टेंड अप यू ग्रेजुअली, देन यू टेल यू हु आर, देन फाइनली यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड हु एम आई, व्हाट इज माई सर्विस, व्हाट इज माई पोजिशन, सो एवरीथिंग विल बी कैन बी रिवील टू यू बाई द मर्सी ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. हरे कृष्ण. सो एनी क्वेश्चन और कमेंट? यस. Yes.
Man is we should take the center of our spiritual master. So we take our center of spiritual master, and spiritual master is guiding us how we should be in Krishna consciousness, how we should serve Krishna. So after that also we are so much entangled with this emotional material nature, we cannot tomorrow.
Yes. So that's why a spiritual master is not as he, a spiritual master is not under mode of material nature. He is above material nature. He is a pure devotee, he is a liberated soul. That's why he knows how to open us. We are bound. So he has to open us, our hand. That's why he will give us gradually. Adho Guru Padasraya, Saddharma Prucha, Sadhu Marganu, Gamanam. You accept a spiritual master, then ask questions, then he will clear your doubts, then he will show you the way how to practice spiritual and how to practice devotional service. You have to first take initiation, then you ask question, then he will reveal you how to practice devotional service. Wake up in Mangala Arati, come to Mangala Arati, chant 16 rounds, these basic things in the beginning. Follow four regulatory principles, then gradually you will develop according to showing your advancement, then gradually spiritual master also reveal to you. Someone is in 5 class, 7 class, then you cannot be understand the PhD. So in this way, it's a gradual process. Adau saddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nibruti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prem. Even prem, above prem, there is prema is also platform, then above prem is also. Prem also different platform. भाव प्रेम देन राग अनुराग दैट्स सो मेनी प्लेटफॉर्म्स. सो दिस इज नॉट जस्ट वी रीड भगवद गीता वी अंडरस्टैंड वी हैव टू दिस इज द प्राइमरी स्टडी. प्रभुपाद टोल्ड द भगवद गीता इज द प्राइमरी स्टडी. देन आफ्टर फिनिशिंग योर हाई स्कूल देन यू गो टू ग्रेजुएशन दैट इज श्रीमद् भागवतम. वेन यू फिनिश ग्रेजुएशन देन यू गो टू पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट कॉलेज दैट इज चैतन्य चरितामृत. And even after you want to do PhD, then you have to read Goswami literatures. Then you read Ujjal Nilamani and so many things they wrote. Bilapa Kusumanjali, so many books, the Goswami literatures. That by mistake sometimes we start from Goswami literature. This is wrong. This is wrong. That's why you have to go. Prabhupada gave up the process. Go step by step. Unless you become a graduate, how can you make PhD? It's not possible. Okay?
Thanks.
Hare Krishna.